Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Council clears the way for medical offices and retail on a long idle old Peachtree Road lot. A long dormant parcel on the old Peachtree Road corridor is getting a second life, one built around doctors' offices and storefronts rather than the daycare once planned for it. At its July 2nd meeting, the City Council held a public hearing and approved a change of conditions for the 2.5-acre property at 3275 Old Peachtree Road in the 5th District, an item in the City's draft minutes. The site was rezoned to C2, General Business District, in 2006 under conditions tied to a specific daycare concept plan, one that was never constructed, leaving the property governed by rules written for a project that never happened. The zoning category itself isn't changing, the conditions attached to it are. MSP Developers, represented by Malat Patel as agent for owner MRP 27 LLC, laid out the plan in its application, a neighborhood-scale commercial project of about 14,000 square feet across four buildings, mixing medical office space with retail and supporting service uses already permitted in C2. The applicant framed it as reinvestment in an undeveloped, already commercial parcel along a corridor that has steadily added commercial development since 2006. The application also carries two requests worth watching. One asks to reduce the 15-foot landscape buffer required along the old Peachtree Road frontage. The applicant argues the existing buffers cut the usable land on the 2.5-acre site down to about 1.3 acres. The other asks to drop a 2006 requirement that the developer contribute $15,000 toward a future traffic signal at Old Peachtree and Hurricane Shoals Roads, on the applicant's argument that the signal has since been built through other corridor development. The council approved the change with the condition city staff recommended. City Planner Hayes Taylor presented the case and recommended approval with conditions. An applicant representative spoke in favor, and no residents spoke during the hearing. The minutes don't spell out the final condition-by-condition terms, though, including whether the buffer reduction, which the applicant itself flagged as needing a variance, was granted. The specifics of what can be built, and under what constraints, will come from the staff report and final order, which The Wire is requesting. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.